Hey there. Welcome to the world. It's okay if you don't know what to say just yet. Coming into existence is a bit of an odd thing. Hey, okay. Be careful moving at first. It's easy to get your strings tangled. But I promise that it gets better with practice. But don't be too embarrassed if they do get tangled. It happens to everyone from time to time. Even me. And I've had a ton of practice. It's a bit of an occupational hazard of being a puppet, I guess. It's alright. Everybody's first steps are a bit awkward. Here, no. You're modeled after an animal called an elephant. They walk on four legs, not two like me. Try putting all four legs down. There. You got it? Good. Oh, it's fine. I don't mind helping. In fact, I always help the puppets learn. Well, learn the strings. I guess it's my unofficial job at this point. I don't know, I've just been here so long that it made sense for me to do it. I've always liked helping. That's probably his doing. He's always helping. Well, he's the person who made you. And he made me too. A long time ago. I don't think he was even fully grown then. He didn't have this shop yet. Just some bright eyes and a dream. Anyway, he's who we work for. I think you're meant to be part of his new circus show. He made one modeled after something called a lion last week. I'll have to introduce you to soon. I'm sure you'll become fast friends. The animal puppets always get along well together. Honestly, I've never fully understood why, but at least it'll be easier for you to fit in. Oh, and there's no need to worry about performing either. He controls all of our movements during shows. So you can just relax and enjoy looking at the faces of the people in the crowd. It's always such fun to watch them laugh. I can tell that it makes him happy too. Anyway, there's no need to be nervous. It feels so natural after a couple times that you barely even think about it. You just, you know, go through the motions. And he would never blame you for any mistakes. He knows that it's impossible for you to make mistakes. It's always a slip of his hand that causes the mishaps. Sometimes he gets irritated with himself, because he always wants to give a perfect show. But he never takes it out on us. He could never. He cares too deeply for us. You can tell that we're all a labor of love for him. He puts so much thought into each of us. Each design was carefully planned, and each feature carefully chosen. I know. I've sat here and watched him make all of you. I think that's why we come to life. He just puts so much love into us that we all spring forth from it. Of course, I don't know. But I don't think it could happen if he didn't love us. Such a shame that he doesn't know that we're alive. Bring him such joy. But I'm sure it must be against some rule. You see, I've played so many parts in so many of his stories. And in nearly all of them, something bad happens when the creator realizes that they've accidentally brought something to life. So I just never wanted to risk it. I'm too worried that he'll lose the power, or that I'll somehow turn back into a mere doll. Or maybe even something worse will happen. And my nerves seem to keep all the other puppets from trying to tell him anything as well. I guess they all trust me to be a guide for them, even about something this momentous. I admit I get more and more tempted to try to tell him every day, though. He's just been feeling so lonely lately. but I keep thinking it might do him some good. At least that way he had friends, even if they were all puppets. In truth, I think he might already think of us as his friends. He's always kept to himself, and rarely has anybody over. I think he might have one or two acquaintances, but nobody really close to him. I probably know him better than anyone else. All of the puppets know him better than a person could, honestly. Not me, specifically. He's just so shy that it's hard for him to talk to people. It's such a contrast how he acts when performing. When he's on stage, he's excited and cheerful and confident. He's so good at making sure everyone else is having a good time. I think he might be so focused on entertaining people that he forgets that he's shy. But his whole personality changes after the show. He shrinks back into his shell. He just politely nods when any of the audience members try to strike up a conversation with him, because he feels too uncomfortable to say anything. And they all quickly run out of things to say and move on, where they can really get to know him. And the worst part is, he never feels comfortable accepting compliments on his performance. He always just stares at the ground and blushes. Then he quickly starts to pack up all of his things before anyone else can approach him. I really wish that he could accept compliments at least. He deserves them. I know that he can't see that, but I can. And if I could talk to him, I would tell him that 100 times over. And I would tell him that other people want to be his friend too. He thinks of himself as bland and mousy. I know because he rants about it to the bathroom mirror all the time. But he's really not. Nobody that creates the kind of shows that he creates could ever be bland. I wish he paid more attention to the crowd while he was on stage. If he took just one look at them, he would see that nobody in the audience could ever find him bland. They're always so captivated by him and his stories. I think he's just so used to blending into the background when he's not on stage that he forgets that he even has such talent. And suppose that it is harder for people to notice him off stage, but he's still brilliant. It just takes longer for others to see it. I think he's a bit like those geodes he sometimes has us crack open. Geodes are these rocks that look ordinary on the outside, but have the most beautiful crystals inside of them. In one show, he has us smash them with a hammer, and the audience is always surprised to see their insides are sparkly and shiny. Anyway, I think he's a bit like that. Easy to overlook at first, but once you see past his hard outer shell, you'll see that he's one of the most wonderful people you'll ever meet. If only he could see it. I'd give the world for that. But even if I told him, I know that he wouldn't believe me. So there's no point in risking anything by letting him know that I'm alive. And I'm not even sure that I would want to meet him as a puppet anyway. I think he might get the message better if it came from another human. But that's not the only reason I want to meet him as a human. And most of the other reasons are not entirely unselfish. You see, well, I'm in love with him. You're too new to understand what love is, but you might as well know now that I love him. It's not a secret. All the other puppets know. I've loved him my whole life. But it's the kind of love that grows stronger every day. So I love him even more now than I did back then. Which I didn't even think was possible. But I'm so wonderfully glad it is. The more I know him, the more I see how fantastic he is. Sometimes I feel lucky being a puppet, because I get to spend time with him every single day. I get to learn his hopes, his dreams, his fears. I get to see what makes him smile, what keeps him up at night. I get to know the part of him that's hidden behind that mask he wears so well. And all of those parts are the parts I love best about him. And I wouldn't have gotten to see any of them if I hadn't spent so much time watching him from the shelf. But sometimes it's frustrating that I can only watch him. I know that he loves me as much as he could love a puppet. But that's not the same thing as romantic love. The kind that happens between two people. It's that kind of love that I want. I don't think people can love puppets like that. Well, I guess if anybody could fall in love with a puppet, it would be him. But even if he did, I don't think that would be enough for me. I would still want more. I would still want to get as close to him as a human could get. I've seen how real people kiss, and it's just so much more passionate than how puppets can. Sometimes he presses my lips against another puppet's for a show. I've never minded it, but it doesn't feel like much. It's just a short sensation of wood against wood. Nothing more. But when people kiss, they can do it so deeply that they get completely lost in each other. And, well, I don't know exactly how that must feel, but I'm sure that it must be amazing. And I want that. I want it with him. I want to kiss him like that and never look back. And I wish for that every night. But I don't even know if it's possible. Although there is an old tale of a puppet turning into a human. It's one of his favorites, which should come as no surprise. I think the puppet wished upon a star. So I've been trying that every night for a while now. But nothing's happened. So maybe puppets don't ever really turn human. You never know, though. I don't think the puppets are supposed to come to life, either. But he made that happen somehow. Maybe he can make me human, too. I guess I just have to hope that he wishes for it to happen someday. Maybe that's what I should really wish for. That he starts to see me as more than a puppet. That he learns how much I love him. That he finally realizes how wonderful I think he is. Maybe someday he'll finally see all of that. But until then, I'll keep wishing. Sorry. This whole introduction thing has gone a bit far afield. Here, why don't I take you to meet some of the other puppets? I promise that they aren't half as rambling or as smitten with him as I am. In fact, Lion isn't like that at all. They're just two shelves down if you want to meet them. Okay, go down that way. I'll meet you in a second. I hope I didn't frighten that elephant too much. That was an awful lot for them to take in. It's just hard to keep inside of me how much I care about him. I just love him so much. And I'll always love him, whether I turn human or not. And I know that you can't hear me right now, so I'm not afraid to say it. But, dear puppeteer, I've been talking about you all night, and I do love you with all of my heart. And I always will.